Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
And every Monday at this time, we invite our lovely producer, Cathal, to come in and tell us about something, I suppose, viral online that we might need a bit of an explanation about. Cathal, how are you?
How are we? Good afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm getting good at saying good afternoon, not good morning at 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you say, every Monday we have come here, so I tell you, it's a trend, it's a sound, it's something you see online on Instagram Reels or TikTok, and it's something that I suppose I see that I think is quite funny or trending at the moment. And this week, this is our sound. Okay, so this is our sound at the moment, and what people are using this sound is, it's basically put this on any random video in your camera roll. So like, there's a video at the moment and I think it's like got millions of views and likes.
Yeah.
And it's just Pitbull doing like Don't Stop the Party.
Oh my God.
And he's, and this is the sound.
Oh my goodness.
And it's just so funny. Like, there's people playing like hurling and this is the sound. There's people like dancing on stage as drag queens, the whole lot.
It's kind of like, okay, a sound that doesn't match what you're watching.
Absolutely.
What is the sound called, you know?
So the sound comes from a song called Paloma Blanca, and this is a 1975 pop song by the Dutch band George Baker Selection.
Oh my God.
So it's just totally random.
How do people find
it? It's one of their biggest hits, and it is a catchy tune when you do listen to it, but it tells the story of a man who's dreaming of freedom, symbolized by Paloma Blanca, or a white dove. So the dove's a metaphor for peace, liberty, and escape from hardship or captivity. And the lyrics express a yearning to be carefree, flying away to a better place. Do you want to hear Paloma Blanca?
Absolutely,
oh
we
God.
Do.
Over and over again.
I can feel the morning sun.
Go on.
Oh, hardly.
I can smell the newborn hay.
I kind of like it.
It's groovy.
Wait till the chorus hits.
I feel like producer Russell will be able to give us all the facts and figures on a song like this because it's leaning into Eurovision.
It sounds like a Eurovision song.
Paloma, Paloma Blanca. But what I hear from the original sound is something different than that.
Oh?
This is what I hear.
Yes!
Yes! That's so true. Did you clock at the same point?
Straight away.
I saw it in your eyes when you clocked
you
it.
You were looking at me so we could find out what it was together.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what it was. But now you're so correct. It sounds like there's one section of that Paloma Blanca that sounds like the Flintstones.
It's like coming to the end of the... Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Flintstones.
So basically, I'm going to go now. You've inspired me because I haven't put up a TikTok in ages. I'm going to go find the most random video of myself and maybe drag queens on stage I can find and put Paloma Blanca behind it.
Absolutely.
So it looks like we're giving like cat, 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 cat. No, we're actually giving Fuerteventura on your summer holidays.
I think Paloma Blanca is a good drag queen name.
Paloma Blanca, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know what else is a good drag queen name? Cutie Abu.
Cutie Abu! 39 on Ireland.
Oh, before I let you go, I have a word of a week.
Go on.
And I say it, like, I would say it a lot to my friends. Like, I'd be like, that's sus.
So like, I love this. Yeah. So sus is...
Suspicious. Give us, often used as kind of like that sus or a little bit sus. Mm. And it originates from kind of like TikTok and people and like Gen Z's using it. But yeah, to use it in a sentence, are you hiding something? You've been acting super sus lately.
Ooh, and it's literally a cutoff of suspicious. Like
this
it's the
it.
First three words.
Yeah.
It's exactly what myself and Leanne would say if Cathal was quiet at his desk when we come in the morning.
Which producer, he often is.
Producer Cathal, thank you so much for joining us. For Come Here Till I Tell You.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Now, as I was driving in, Rebecca and Brendan were having chats on something that I kind of agreed with. They were talking all about that brand new font that seems to be on Instagram stories. A lot of people seem to be quite horrified by it. It's called Rosalia. Mm. The name is inspired by the Spanish pop sensation herself. It was created in collaboration with this singer. I think this is the first time this has ever kind of been done.
Oh.
It's kind of dramatic strokes, inky texture. It's very kind of like unreadable, I'm going to say it.
I was going to say it's very hard to read.
Like you have to actually stop and read. And what I'm enjoying is I always enjoy when people like kind of agree with you on what you're thinking. Because I remember when I first saw it, I was like, Oh God, here we go again. Like, first of all, you couldn't get it by just getting it normally. You had to double tap the AA in order to get this brand new font.
Yeah.
And now people are kind of going, what is this heinous like description of like what this font is?
Yeah.
It's not something I used it once and then I was like, nah,
never again. Not for me.
It's like when, do you remember when the Gen Z said that you couldn't use boomers? You couldn't use a boomerang. Oh. You weren't cool if you used a boomerang.
Yes.
I used a boomerang once in rehearsals with myself and the girls from Dragged Up, which is the drag troupe that I would perform with. Mm-hmm. And I was putting a thing up and Pixie, who's like, she's the youngest of the lot of us, went, all right, Grandad.
Oh.
I was like, is a boomerang not cool? She was like, no, Paul, no one's using boomerangs
anymore.
I
think a boomerang was cool back in like 2015, 16, because if I go through my Instagram story archives, I used to boomerang everything. And now the thoughts of one, or like you said, if I see it on someone else's, I cringe.
Yeah, like I hear you, but I just didn't realise that. I just don't understand why. But now Instagram boss Adam Mazzuri is saying that the update is now part of a wider push to make things more fun. Well, you'd rather tell the Gen Zs that because they are really not happy with what's happening.
No, this new font, not a fan of. The boomerangs, I think, just get rid of.
Well, it got me thinking about the Instagram icks, right? Mm. What are things people do? Now, the biggest thing, I think the whole country will agree with me when I say this, I've had worse Mondays.
Oh, when someone's on holidays.
And you're by your two-star pool. Go away from me. Like, get out. Like,
and it's the photograph of the legs. And it's like, legs or hot dogs. And you're
legs
like,
or sausages.
Okay, enjoy your holiday.
Yeah. Like, that really, really gets me. Mm. My other thing is, okay. Oh, God, I'm actually getting...
Okay, prepare.
When somebody goes, hey, guys. No.
No. Yeah.
Stop it.
That's a pet peeve, all right. Yeah. I would say, for me, if someone is putting up a photograph and they, like, have someone else in the photo and they're trying to tag them, when the tag takes up, like, the majority of the screen, because I'm a fan of, like, you know, a little kind of, like, smaller tag, you know, because my Instagrams, and I know you'll agree with me because I see your Instagrams all the time, very aesthetic. We're looking for the aesthetics. Uh-huh. It needs to look nice. It needs to look clean. And then people are making it clunky. Same goes as well if you're putting up a photo on Instagram stories and you start moving it and you like move it halfway off the screen or up to like the top corner and like it's just blank the rest of the story. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, are you trying like rotate the photograph so it's really upside down? I'm like, I have to turn my photo to look at this.
It even got me thinking about in Facebook. Like, and I know Facebook Maz is a thing, you know, especially in September now when September rolls around. Me little angle's off to first class. But also it's when, like, I'm in a Kilnamana Facebook group, right? And so there's all different things that will be posted and people giving out about the dogs next door or giving out about the bins being out in weird ways. But it's then when you see people share, like, lost dogs like in Manchester being shared into like the local group. I'm like, well, I'm sorry that that little cat from Salworth cat isn't found, but I'm never going to find her.
Maybe the cat got on a boat over to Ireland, like, and now it lives in Tala.
The cat's on a Ryanair flight over to Manchester. Do you know what I mean? It's all those little things. We want to know from you though, 087-798-9898. What are your Instagram, Facebook and even TikTok icks? By the way, don't get me started on everybody being an influencer now because they're part of TikTok shop.
Oh, yes.
Hey, guys, I bought this foundation and she's putting it on like concrete. Like, no.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.